comfortable first half, a 10-point lead, and those two goals proved very valuable in the end, because that was a scary second half.
It was scary, yep, aye, but as Mullen says, goals win matches if you get them the right time. As I say, first half everything going grand, decision making was all good, the second half just completely different game. But at the same time, we have to give Down a bit of credit. Down come at us, you know, they weren't going to come up here and lie down. You know, you don't get that with Down football, so we don't likewise ourselves. But I give our lads credit. We battled away when Down was throwing everything at them, so they were. And we got a couple of scores out then there to keep us in momentum going, you know.
Maybe easy to get a bit complacent when you have a 10 points lead, but you know, you soon discovered that Down weren't going to let you away with anything.
When we were 10 points up, I thought back that night to hear Derry is 10 points behind, and I said to myself, look, it's a scoreline you can be caught on, there's nothing you can be caught nowadays. And you know, look, we're over the line, we've got the results, so whatever, we're back in the Sinfield Tuesday night, so we are, and we'll give them our rattle next week.
When that Down goal went in at the end, and all the momentum with them, and it was back to a single point or maybe two, yeah. I mean, it looked like they were going to go on and win that game.
It looked like it, sort of, and if they pushed on to win it, so it is, we could have no gripes. But at the end of the day, you know, we outscored them, we've won the game of football, and we're in the next round, so we are.
You've Cavan now in the semi-final, so a more difficult one again. It gets more difficult as you go along in any competition.
It does, and that's championship football, and that's you're going to come up again, so it is, you know. And they say, you know, it's about getting back to Sinfield, getting the lads in the same room, see where they're at, so they're preparing for the next day.